19 minutes to 8 o'clock on this morning, morning we're marking the passing of the former Taoiseach Albert Reynolds. On the line, former Government Minister Mary O'Rourke. Mary O'Rourke, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Your thoughts this morning?
Well, sadness for Kathleen and for her family. They're so devoted. Really, I know it sounds hackney, but it's absolutely true. He had the love of his life in his wife Kathleen and of his family, and all of that was so deep rooted and so genuine with him. My thoughts are with her and with her family, and they've cared for him so diligently and so lovingly over the past number of years. I don't know that directly. I only know what people tell me, but I know it to be true. So God be good to him.
Now, you were a cabinet minister with a pretty stellar career behind you by the time Albert Reynolds took over as Taoiseach in 2002. He didn't have a place for you in his cabinet.
Ah, no. And for seven, there were 8 senior ministers and 10 junior ministers with one fell swoop. And, you know, that was, he's right. We all fumed and roared and shouted and gave out. But, you know, in hindsight, very quickly after that, I realised that was his right, because he was the new broom and he didn't want old dust lying around. Now, he made me a junior minister pretty immediately after that, and we got on well. Well as rivals in a constituency can get on. You see, as well as being both cabinet ministers, we were both rivals in Longford Westmeath.
Well, let's take you back a little bit then, a little bit earlier. Describe the constituency of Longford Westmeath, the two of you looking for votes there, the two of you working that constituency, and both being so senior in Fianna Fáil.
Yes, it was a very interesting dilemma. I mean, I was very conscious that Albert had been a TD before me, but I was also conscious we had to live together in the one constituency. It was great for the party because the intense rivalry for votes, we actually fought over votes, loads of incidents like the Battle of Tang, which was a vote gathering exercise after Mass on a Sunday in my neck of the woods, but bearing into Ballymahon and all his area, in which I and all my men and my lorry arrived after for 10 Mass on Sunday, and he with his lorry, a far more superior lorry.
But he was a prominent businessman.
He was a very prominent businessman. He was a very strong candidate, a very strong person. And Longford kept faith with him, and a good part of Westmeath as well. So in 87, we got 3 seats for Fianna Fáil. The intense rivalry gave that. But really, that was part of his ruggedness, if you like, to put a word upon it. And he brought that same energy to bear upon his prime ministerial duties, Taoiseach's duties, when he fought so tenaciously for peace. And I hear you talking, you're going to have Martin Manser. He will give you day and date and time of all that. He had 2 aims, he told me. One aim was to bring peace to Ireland, and the second aim was to build up the economy of Ireland. And he succeeded in the first, and he partially succeeded in the second. You see, he had a businessman's approach. What do you do? Mm. You go after a thing you want. You go after it doggedly and determinedly, and he did that.
Can I ask you, obviously both of you in cabinet under Charlie Haughey. Now clearly his relationship with Charlie Haughey soured in the end. Yours not so. What was his relationship, what was his bread and butter, his working relationship with Charlie Haughey like during the time when he held, say, the Department of Finance, that portfolio, a crucial portfolio in the lead up to the euro, the creation of the euro?
Yes, I think that's when it got a bit, not so much tattered, as a bit fraught, because he had begun to be seen as the heir by the backbenchers and by the public, the Fianna Fáil public in general, as the heir, the natural heir to Charlie Haughey. And then that led to the odd bit of tension around the cabinet table. But he worked away at his brief. He was a very strong Minister for Finance. I remember I was Minister for Education at the time, and I remember various bilaterals with him. He stuck to his guns, I stuck to mine. But he was able to, he was able to do a deal with you, which is not always possible with your Minister for Finance, but he was. But his relationship with Charlie deteriorated when Charlie gave him the sack, and then he planned his coming back his rebuttal, which he, I'd no doubt he knew he would do, because Charlie Haughey was coming to the end of his tenure anyway. So, but it was full of frissons and liveliness before that, but they each did their job.
For those who perhaps don't have a memory stretching back as far as yours and mine, can I ask you, for people who wouldn't have heard it, it's the stuff of legend, the Country and Western Alliance. Explain to us what that was and how it operated within Fianna Fáil.
Well, that was a note of which Charlie Haughey thought would be a note of a derogatory note, in which himself and Pádraig Flynn, who was also from the west of Ireland, and to a certain extent Maury Geoghegan Quinn, because they were in the group who left cabinet, Noel Tracy as well, who left cabinet after the when Albert was sacked, and others who went voluntarily, and Charlie Haughey seeking to denigrate them, called them the Country and Western Group, which was because they were from the west of Ireland, I guess. And then Albert had been the showman in his earlier life. He had been a dancehall promoter, and I suppose it had echoes in that as well.
We're going to bring Brian Dowling back in of our political staff, Brian, because with Mary O'Rourke we've been touching on Albert Reynolds' time as Minister for Finance. It was crucial in the life of this nation because, of course, it was the period leading up to the Maastricht Treaty and negotiations on same, which of course led ultimately to the single currency. That period of time, that 3-year period when he was Minister for Finance.
His tenure in finance, really, to some extent, Christopher, that became a mark of Albert Reynolds, because much as I think Fergus Finlay mentioned earlier about his determination and his single-mindedness about certain issues, he also was a very, very practical business person in his own right, and he brought that can-do business approach to his role both in industry and commerce at an earlier period and in finance, but also particularly to his negotiations in Europe. And I think many people, older listeners, might recall in that period he famously negotiated a deal on structural funds, I think if I remember correctly, for £6 billion
as it was.
£7 billion as it was then. And
then he became known as the minister for the £7 billion or the £8 billion or whatever it was, as you say, the debate continues.
Also known, as I remember, as a million a day.
And there were many people at that time who somehow doubted just how real this deal was. But in fact, that deal came to fruition. And I think if my recollection is correct, it became fairly central as well in terms of the formation of the government with the Labour Party, in that there was, if you like, a chest of money
and roads to be built, if I remember,
to develop the infrastructure of the country. So that while Albert Reynolds rightly is remembered for the extraordinary negotiations and effort in relation to peace in the north, he actually did lay foundations for a lot of the economic recovery and the economic regeneration of the country, particularly the country's infrastructure.
Mary O'Rourke, I leave the last word to you. Just a final memory of Albert Reynolds, given that you worked with him so closely during the 1980s in cabinet.
Well, I remember the robust nature of the relationship, up and down and in and out. We were rivals, we were political rivals, but strangely, we ended up very well together. We ended up as friends, in so much as you can be that, and in one constituency. But I remember him for his devotion to Kathleen to him, his family, how much they meant to him. And for me, that was such a sterling quality in a busy, busy person. He never lost touch.
And Longford perhaps a little darker today.
Oh, Longford will really, they always speak of him. During the recent by-election there, I met up with so many who had been his stalwart supporters, and they always spoke so highly of him. I just, in the old-fashioned way, God be good to him and to his family now.
Mary O'Rourke, thank you very much.
Thank
also
you.
Brian Dowling. We'll be looking at back after 8 o'clock more on Albert Reynolds' life and times, including that crucial work in Northern Ireland and also that crucial work in Europe.